It's no secret, especially since the pandemic, a lot of our arts organizations have really struggled with funding. But the arts are so important. In fact, if you were listening to my show last week, we were highlighting the Connecticut Hurricanes, for example. And that is an all-age drum corps. It is a marching band of sorts, almost like a travel team for sports, but for marching band, for high school students all the way up until whatever age you want. And there's a focus on this because we're seeing in more and more schools that arts and music, those are some of the programs getting cut first in school budgets. And especially with COVID money running out, it's so important that not only students, but adults are able to get in on the arts culture. And so we want to better support our organizations and make sure that the arts are still thriving in and around our listening area. And so this was a really exciting story that I came across last week across my news desk. The launch of Fairfield County's Community Foundation's new $1 million grants program, and it's all to support arts organizations in Bridgeport and amplify the community voice around local artists. And so I'm excited today to talk more about this program, and who better to give us the details than Julian Pierce. And Julian is the Fairfield County's Community Foundation's Director of Economic Opportunity and has been in this role for a couple of years now, and joins us to give us more of the details on this announcement. Julian, welcome to WICC.
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you here. And Julian, can you first talk, actually, for people who may not be familiar with your foundation, what is it exactly that Fairfield County's Community Foundation is all about?
Sure. We work very closely with organizations, primarily nonprofits, local businesses, and philanthropists to address challenges and identify opportunities to create a stronger, more vibrant region. We've been informed by three decades of partnering with and serving our community. We've awarded more than $390 million in grants to nonprofits in Fairfield County and beyond.
So you're helping a lot of nonprofit organizations across our listening area. And I know we've partnered with you on several stories since I've been in this chair for WICC. And the work that you've done has been just extraordinary. Why a focus with this specific grant program on the arts?
Yeah, that's a great question, Melissa. And we wanted to recognize the power of the arts and culture, the power that sector has to amplify community voice, to promote inclusivity, and to transform our communities for the better. Art has always played a critical role in helping people interpret and internalize the complex societal issues occurring around them. So through this funding program, it's imperative that we support local artists, not only for the economic growth that they can influence, but also for their inherent connection to our overarching goal of advancing racial equity at the foundation.
And again, we have Julian Pierce here, who is the Director of Economic Opportunity for the Fairfield County's Community Foundation. He's held that position since 2022, but has been with this organization since 2017. And a huge announcement earlier this month that the foundation is now launching a $1 million grant program. It's really to empower arts organizations. It looks like specifically in Bridgeport, correct, Julian? Or is it like around Bridgeport as well?
Yeah, thank you. Another excellent question. It's actually for Greater Bridgeport. So not only the city of Bridgeport, but also the municipalities of Easton, Fairfield, Monroe, Stratford, and Trumbull.
Okay, fantastic. And thank you. Thank you for outlining that, because when you see Greater Bridgeport, I think sometimes people will get confused as to what exactly does that mean. So thank you for outlining all the towns, all the municipalities that will be benefiting. And it sounds like, I love where it says amplify the community voice of local artists. If you could actually tell us, Julian, you know, as a reporter, I've certainly heard myself from theaters. I've heard from different arts organizations. I've heard from local artists about the struggles that they have gone through. But could you tell us, I mean, you're talking to these organizations who are clearly crying out for help and financial support. Mm-hmm. What are they saying, especially in the last few years? What are they saying, and how difficult it is to survive?
Yeah, it's been a mixed bag, I would say. Since the pandemic, a lot of arts organizations rely on things like attendanceship to shows, volunteerism to help their operations move forward. And we know through the pandemic, those were two things in terms of folks showing up and physical spaces and really just getting out and being able to contribute their times and talents and volunteer efforts. Those are things that really fell off through the pandemic. So the arts sector is one that really needs funding, really needs support, and really needs a community really wrapping around its arts and culture sector to help it not only survive, but thrive.
And again, Julian Pierce, who is the Director of Economic Opportunity at the Community Foundation here, talking about this new grant program opportunity. So it's the Arts in the Service of Equity program. And it is, according to this news release, it's working to bolster the arts and culture sector by offering three-year grants focused on arts innovation to collaborative programs in Greater Bridgeport. Okay, a lot of words that I'm familiar with, but let's get a little more specific, if you don't mind, Julian. Give me an example. What would these entities be using the grant money for? What would the money be going towards when we say we're trying to bolster our arts and culture sector?
Sure. So the grants will come in the form of general operating support to really allow our grantee partners to have some flexibility in how they allocate the funding over the course of the 3 years. But really, we want to support organizations that are working to influence economic, physical, and social change, primarily through our target population, low to moderate income communities, as well as Black, Indigenous, and persons of color. So really, it's a general guidance that organizations, projects that they propose sit at the intersection of arts, culture, and one of our four primary results areas. So how are you incorporating arts to help maybe promote inclusive messaging or transform blighted spaces or perhaps storytell around an issue that has some false narratives surrounding it. Like we know we're in a deep affordable housing crisis right now. One of the foundation's four priority areas is housing affordability. So how are you utilizing arts, culture, storytelling, visual media to help tell the real story of the housing crisis in Fairfield County? That's just one example of many that I can think of. But really, we want our arts and culture sector to be creative when they're applying through this grant opportunity. We want folks to feel flexible in what they propose to us, and we want organizations of all sizes and capacity to feel welcome into this opportunity.
And again, this is for Greater Bridgeport, so that is really the surrounding municipalities, including like in Easton, Fairfield, Stratford, just to name a few, not just in Bridgeport. And if organizations want to come forward and they want to apply for some grant money, Julian, what do you suggest they do, and how long do they have to apply?
So the application process opens tomorrow, which is Wednesday, May 1st, and will close on Friday, May 31st. You should visit us at fccfoundation.org. There you'll be able to find the application when it's available. But right now you'll also be able to view a recorded informational webinar that we did last week on the application process, as well as find some key dates. We're going to do some more informational sessions, some capacity building sessions for folks trying to get their applications together. So we want to make sure there is a lot of support out there for these proposals.
So one more time, Julian, with that website, just so people, if they want more information and if they want to go back and check out that informational webinar that was done earlier this month, what is the website?
FCCFoundation.org.
Simple enough, FCCFoundation.org, of course, standing for Fairfield County's Community Foundation. And Julian Pierce, I want to thank you for the work that you do for the Fairfield County's Community Foundation and for coming on the show to tell us about this brand new opportunity, the Arts in the Service of Equity program, and how these three-year grants will be offered to really focus on arts, innovation, and that culture sector right here in the Greater Bridgeport area. Thank you so much.
A great pleasure. Thank you.
All right. And again, I do want to remind you that Julian Pierce is with the Fairfield County's Community Foundation and holds the role, actually, as the Director of Economic Opportunity for the foundation. And if you want to check out any more information, you want to apply for one of these grants, again, the website is fccfoundation.org. And the application process opens tomorrow.